Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
So now we know that they're watching us. Here's what he says do. He says this. He says, lay aside every weight and sin which doth so easily beset us. I mean, it's so easy. You know you're going to get tripped up in that thing, but yet you want to hold on to that weight and carry it. You just want to carry that sin around. Can't you just see it? Carrying that sin around. But he said, lay it away. Lay it aside. Because I'm watching you. I don't want to see my child suffering in pain. But you're doing this little secret thing and turn looking over your head. All the time you're looking to the side, but what should we do? Looking up. Because you're compassed about this great cloud of witness. So he said we need to lay away those sins that so easily beset us. What is your sin? We don't know. You don't have to call it out. Maybe you're looking at pornography or something. Maybe you're cussing behind people's back, lying. Maybe you're, I don't know what you're doing. But whatever it is, this sin so easily besets you. But God said, lay it aside. Why he wants you to lay it aside? Because he said, cast all your cares upon me, for I careth for you. He don't want you going around carrying this load, because he wants you to be light on your feet. It's just like this. Jesus Christ called us soldiers in the army of God. A soldier can't be bogged down with a lot of weight. He's got to be able to move freely and got to be able to go to different places and be ready to go. But if we got these weights, we're not going to be able to move around freely. God wants us to lay these things aside because he wants us to be able to do this. And let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Well, I don't know if you know this, you are in a race. We're in a race. So if you can you imagine, anybody ever seen the Olympics? My favorite part of the Olympics is track and field. I mean, when that's on, I told my wife, be quiet, I'm in here watching track and field. Leave me alone, they're about to run around the track. Can you imagine if a runner had a bag on his back trying to run? You think he's going to be successful? He got a bag and he's trying to run, and then he's trying to jump over hurdles with all this weight and all this sin. That's going to be tough, isn't it? So God said, hey, you've got all these clouds of witnesses. I want you to lay these sins aside, and then I want you to run this race that is set before us. A lot of you don't know that we're in a race, but we are in a race. Anybody ever heard the story of the tortoise and the hare? You know, the turtle just takes his time moving forward all the time. But that little turtle, I mean that little hare, he gets off to the side doing other stuff. He gets distracted. Sounds like us. Get distracted. The turtle, no, I'm in a race and I'm in it to the end. It may take me a long time, but I'm going to go forward. But that rabbit say, hey, I got all the time. I'm fast. I'm doing what I want to do. I'm faster than that turtle. I can take all the time I want. I'm going to go off to the road here and do something. And that turtle just goes past him. Can't you just see that turtle going past? Just moving slow, boy. He ain't moving fast now, but he going slow. And that little rabbit say, oh, he in front of me. And he gets in front of him. And say, hey, he way back there. Then he get off doing other stuff. But at the end, when the rabbit or the hare is off to the side doing something he shouldn't supposed to be doing, instead of finishing that race, the turtle comes past him and wins the race. God wants you to be that turtle. He wants you to stay on it and be with patience. He don't want you to be like that rabbit. He said with patience. It takes time. You know, in our society, we want it now. We want to put it in the microwave. We can't wait 20 minutes for food. We want it in 2 minutes. We want it now.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, ministersoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.